And this part of the WEOL Morning Show, presented by the Lorain County General Health District. I thought I would get a little walking on sunshine, because with the sunshine, people get out and start walking. They have been doing it if they've been following what we tell them in the health department with their Lorain County walks when they have the indoor walks. But now it's time to get people out. Right, Cody?
That's right. So thank you for having me. The Lorain County Walks is an ongoing lifestyle fitness program, so it's all online, and it's a tool that users can use to kind of help them track their daily activity.
What do you see there when you go online?
So when you go online, you can enter your steps, and then it kind of shows you a little bit of a trend, so where you've been and then where you are hopefully are going.
Does it give you some ideas, too, as to where you could go, maybe some new creative things, places you've never been?
So we don't have that feature built in now, but you could kind of estimate and see, you know, how long does it take to walk the equivalent from Lorain County to Cleveland, and you can kind of watch your miles add up until you hit that goal.
Now, I'm familiar with a pedometer kind of thing. What's an activity tracker?
Have either of you used a Fitbit or a Jawbone before?
No.
I've seen
Jawbones
things, but not used them, no.
Yeah, so now for the first time ever, Lorain County Walks users will be able to upload their activity from a Fitbit or a Jawbone, which is something you wear on your wrist. As a pedometer, you wear more on your hip.
Is there a benefit to a Jawbone over a pedometer?
So the benefit of a Jawbone or a Fitbit would be that it just automatically syncs. So at the end of the day, as long as it's connected correctly, it'll just sync your data up. With a pedometer, you would have to enter that information manually.
Hear that, Bruce? All you need is a Jawbone. Put it on your wrist. The information goes right into your computer.
Right.
And then everything you need to know is right there.
You make it sound so easy. You ask me, how do I get a phone? How do I email you a picture off my phone? And now you're telling me like you don't have everything going on here as well. I saw something. I'm a fan of The Amazing Race, and this year they're all wearing these Fitbit things kind of track, and there's a point where they were able to sort of tell like how many calories they've burned or something like that. So there's other data that you can kind of get from some of these
devices. So that would be the other benefit over a pedometer, would be that it provides some additional information. But a pedometer is still a great way to track your activity if you're not into the more high-tech features that are out there right now.
Paper and pencil always work fine too, right? Isn't it?
Well, sure. Cody, how far do people, kind of like your average person on an average day, how many steps do we take? Any idea?
Well, the recommended number of steps is about 10,000. And from what I've heard, the average is anywhere between 6 and 10. So that about an average. So 10,000 steps would be about 5 miles.
In one day? Is that what we're looking at here? Okay.
Right?
Yep.
5 miles in one day?
Yep.
Do you think we do that, Bruce?
I don't know. This is why we have these numbers. We track our numbers so you know, right? Because that's the thing, as you always talk with the health department as well, knowing your numbers so you have any idea of what you're doing.
That's right.
But there's the Lorain County walks that are going on, and those walks that you have also.
Yep. We have those Monday at 5:30. That'll be at Oberlin Splash Zone, and then Thursdays at the Amherst Beaver Creek Park over there in Amherst. So we have two locations, and Lorain County Walks is that online tool. So you can head out to the fitness walks and then get your activity there and track it on LorainCountyWalks.com. And the update for the activity trackers with Jawbone and Fitbit will roll out a little bit later this month. So make sure you check out LiveHealthyLorainCounty.com.
There's a lot of ways that you try to reach the people, whether it's, face-to-face with meetings, announcements that you have, but also with the online activities as well to keep people in touch with that. You want to get out some good advice this month because, Craig, it's grilling season. I've been getting emails from
people. It's underway, I know.
People wanting to talk about the best grilling and all things, and, they have those rib cook-off things coming up soon as well. So let's get some of that reacquainted of the advice you need to tell people so that we enjoy our meals and not have bad outcomes because of food poisoning and whatnot.
So, the warmer weather in Ohio is finally here. I think we've all waited long enough for that. But it also means you have to take some extra food safety precautions when it comes to grilling and barbecuing outside. And some of those would be making sure you wash your hands, not only before you begin grilling, but after you begin grilling. So anytime you're handling cooked or uncooked foods, you need to make sure you wash your hands in between.
Let me ask about a specific example. I put some hot dogs on the grill, and then with a little like prong thing, early on in the cooking stage, I grab the hot dog and flip it over. So later when I'm done, the hot dogs are done. Yeah. Should I use that same utensil to pull them off the grill, or should I use another one?
You should always use different utensils. So if you want to use the same utensil, you should wash it in warm water and soap.
Now, I say, Craig, I think it's a bad example for a hot dog, because you can open up a package of hot dogs and eat them right away.
Really?
You want to go with the chicken or the meat. That's okay. The one you want to put
Yeah, especially
on.
With anything raw, you'll want to make sure to.
You never took a hot dog out of a, you just eat a raw, cold hot dog.
That's disgusting.
It's already it's pre-cooked.
How do you know?
Because it says right on
really?
The.
Really?
Right, but obviously you want, and that goes, the main one though goes, not that I'm stepping on Cody's toes here, maybe I am, but is the plate that you bring it out on.
Right.
You know, you bring a plate out, you take chicken off a plate or hamburgers that you have.
Yeah.
That plate there is now done, it's done. It's done its job. Get it inside, get it in the sink, because you don't want to take the cooked meat and then stick it right on that with those juices that have been sitting there for like a half an hour sitting there. So, all right, so we want to wash our hands. And make sure that we use different utensils and plates for the raw stuff and the cooked stuff.
There's also a marinating mandate, and a lot of people don't know this, but you're supposed to marinate your food in the fridge. So don't marinate your food on the counter or out at the grill. Make sure you marinate it in the fridge so it stays away from that danger zone where bacteria grow the most.
Is it important when you're marinating inside the fridge, is it important to have it covered?
As long as it's in the fridge, that's really the important piece, especially if you're going to marinate it and then bring it out relatively quickly to grill or something like that. It's just very important to keep it at a controlled temperature in the fridge.
Once we've got everything cooked up, people eat, you know, you're kind of kicking back, relaxing, but the food is still out there in the sunshine sometimes. That's not a good idea.
No, it's not. So if food is left out for more than 2 hours, you should throw it away. And if it's hot outside, it's going to start warming up here in Ohio. If it's about 90 degrees, that time gets cut down to 1 hour. So make sure you're keeping track of your time. And kind of one of the golden rules of food safety that we always promote, when in doubt, throw it out. So if you have any concern, go ahead and throw it out.
And that's hard sometimes to do that. I spent all that time cooking that, and nobody's eating it.
But just make sure it goes straight from the grill or the plate directly into the fridge, and you kind of eliminate that issue.
All right. And it's a good idea maybe to have an ice box. You talk about ice box etiquette. So the temperature, you want ice in it, so the things that you're going to keep it, especially if you're, like, packing things to go,
right.
Like a prepare, and you take something maybe out to go to a picnic or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to transport in the back of a hot car and want to make sure that it's good.
You know, something else, too, I'm thinking you go on a picnic or you go out, whatever. You know, you take along maybe some sort of beverage. Maybe you don't want that in there with the meat.
Yeah, you always want to separate raw meat, especially raw meat and cooked meat, from beverages, especially or produce. And that's one of the other rules of food safety is to separate your raw meat from produce. And a lot of people will use the cutting board the same, use it for raw meat and vegetables. You can't do that. If you're going to reuse that cutting board, make sure you wash it with warm water and soap, and then you can reuse it.
So good advice to keep in mind, and wash your hands as well. Always wash your hands. You can never wash your hands enough, Craig, when it comes to food preparation as well. I understand that you have some wellness leadership network things that are going on. Talk about that.
Yeah, so the Lorain County Wellness Network meets quarterly to share resources, and it provides an opportunity to network with other wellness professionals who may be doing worksite wellness programs in faith-based organizations, worksites, or community organizations. So the next quarterly meeting is going to be on May 21st from 7:30 to 9 a.m., and that's going to be at the Beckett Corporation in North Ridgeville.
And we get out and out, do a lot more driving, maybe just because we get the chance to travel. Buckle up season is here. It's amazing you still have to tell people to buckle up, but I guess it's an ongoing effort, right?
It's still very important. And although the coalition puts an extra emphasis on it in the springtime in coordination with the National Click It or Ticket campaign, buckling up is always a great idea. And so on Friday, May 15th, the Lorain County Safe Communities Coalition is going to be kind of kicking off the Click It or Ticket campaign with an event at the Amherst McDonald's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So come on out. Ronald McDonald's going to be there. We're going to have a prize wheel, and you can meet some local officers, all in the name of seatbelt safety.
Sounds good. And if people want to find out more about anything that's going on at the health department, where's a good place for them to check that out?
So they can always give us a call at 440-322-6367, or they can visit us on the web at LorraineCountyHealth.com.
Health educator Cody Carroll joining us this morning from the Lorain County General Health District. Thanks for your time today.
All right. Thank you.